Hello, and welcome to Physician Assistant in a Flash, the flashcard-style podcast to get you ready for your clinical medicine exams, end of rotation exam, pack rat, pants, or PanRe. By now, you should know all of the content, and you're ready to start actively recalling the information that you need to pass your exam. Join me if you are ready to become a physician assistant in a flash. Hi again, friends of the podcast. This episode is dedicated to family medicine hematology. The PAEA gave a pretty short list of topics, but we all know that anemia means about 15 different diagnoses. So I won't waste any time getting started with the review. As a note, hematology is 4% of the family medicine end of rotation exam and 5% of the pants. It's not a lot of questions, but there is a lot to know, so we'll get started. What is the most common cause of anemia? Iron deficiency. It could be from poor intake, poor absorption, or blood loss. What is the most common cause of hemolytic disease of the newborn? ABO incompatibility. Mom is blood type O and the baby is not. What is often the presenting symptom of sickle cell anemia? Dactylitis or hand-foot syndrome. Describe the appearance of blood cells in patients with a folate deficiency. Macrocytic oval red blood cells with hypersegmented neutrophils. What is the leading complication of a factor V Leiden deficiency? Venous thromboembolism or a pulmonary embolism. What are the beta symptoms of Hodgkin's lymphoma? Fever, night sweats, and weight loss. What is the most common leukemia in adults? Chronic lymphocytic leukemia. What is plumism? This is the name for lead poisoning from paint, renovations, food cans, water pipes, or insecticides. What medication can help increase levels of fetal hemoglobin? Hydroxyurea. Describe the results of a blood smear in patients with thalassemia. Microcytic, hypochromic red blood cells with codicite target cells. A 42-year-old male has a hemoglobin of 10 and a mean corpuscular volume, or MCV, of 78. What is on the differential diagnosis? We know this is a microcytic anemia. It could be caused by iron deficiency, chronic disease, thalassemia, or lead poisoning or plumism. What is the treatment for plumism or lead poisoning? Iron supplementation. How do you manage aplastic anemia? Restore hematopoietic function, possible transfusions, and prevent exacerbations. What type of anemia presents with complex neurologic symptoms? Vitamin B12 deficiency. What are some causes of hypercoagulable states? Plaque platelet dysfunction, vascular injury, clotting disorders, and stasis. These hypercoagulable states are common in malignancy, pregnancy, nephrotic syndrome, and with certain genetic mutations. Which viruses are associated with developing Hodgkin's lymphoma? Epstein-Barr virus and HIV. A 31-year-old female complains of fatigue and low mood. On exam, she is pale in color and is in sinus tachycardia. A complete blood count shows low hemoglobin and low mean corpuscular volume. What is the treatment of choice? Oral ferrous sulfate for iron deficiency anemia. What is the pathophysiology of glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency? Hemoglobin denatures under oxidative stress, causing malformed red blood cells. List 5 signs or symptoms of iron deficiency anemia. Pallor, fatigue, irritability, decreased tone, motor delays, pagophagia or pica, dyspnea, tachycardia, palpitations, koilonychia, keloids, and dysphagia. How do you confirm the diagnosis of lead poisoning? Serum venous lead. List 3 triggers for a sickle cell crisis. Dehydration, hypoxia, infection, extreme temperatures, pain, or stress. A patient is found to have a low red blood cell count and high mean corpuscular volume. Labs show normal levels of methylmalonic acid and high levels of homocysteine. What is the most likely diagnosis? Folate deficiency. What is the primary treatment for lymphomas? Radiation is first line. You might consider adding chemo. A patient tests positive for the Philadelphia chromosome and has smudge cells on peripheral smear. On exam, they have diffuse lymphadenopathy. What is the most likely diagnosis? Chronic myelogenous leukemia. How long should you continue treatment for patients with a vitamin B12 deficiency? 2 years treatment. What is the role of von Willebrand factor? It mediates platelet adhesion. Low von Willebrand factor means less coagulation and more bleeding. Labs show anemia with reticulocytosis, schistocytes, aka helmet cells, low haptoglobin, and elevated lactate dehydrogenase. What is on the differential diagnosis? Microangiopathic hemolytic anemias like thrombotic thrombocytopenia purpura, hemolytic uremic syndrome, or disseminated intravascular coagulation. A peripheral smear shows microcytic hypochromic red blood cells and reticulocytosis. What is the most likely diagnosis? Iron deficiency anemia. Define pancytopenia. Deficiency in all blood cells, red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. What causes hereditary spherocytosis? An autosomal dominant deficiency of spectrin. What type of anemia can be diagnosed with the Schilling test? A vitamin B12 deficiency. What supplement can be given to reduce the symptoms of G6PD deficiency anemia? Folic acid. Which diagnosis is associated with a factor VIII deficiency? Hemophilia A. Describe the presentation of polycythemia vera. Patients will have facial plethora, pruritus or itching, dizziness, tinnitus, blurred vision, fatigue, epistaxis, splenomegaly, thrombosis, and engorged retinal veins. What type of leukemia is most likely to affect children? Acute lymphocytic leukemia. Which coagulation indicator is affected by a factor VIII deficiency? APTT, which is activated partial thromboplastin time, is prolonged with a factor VIII deficiency. What infectious condition is often comorbid with hemolytic uremic syndrome? Shigella or E. coli. What is Coelonychia? Brittle or spooning nails may be associated with iron deficiency anemia. A child's blood work shows basophilic stippling. An X-ray is ordered to rule in the likely diagnosis, which shows bands of latitudinal densities along the metaphysis of the distal ulna. What is the treatment of choice? Iron supplementation for lead poisoning. Who should be screened for sickle cell anemia? In the United States, all newborns are screened with the newborn screening. List three triggers for G6PD-associated hemolysis. Fava beans is actually a big one. Infection and medications like antimalarials, sulfa drugs, aspirin, and nitrofurantoin. What is the treatment of choice for polycythemia vera? Phlebotomy. Our rods should make you think of what diagnosis? Acute myelogenous leukemia. How do you treat heparin-induced thrombocytopenia? Direct thrombin inhibitors like dabigatran or argatroban. When do symptoms of sickle cell anemia usually develop? Around 12 months of age, when fetal hemoglobin what is first-line treatment for hemophilia A? Desmopressin. A patient with no past medical history or medications complains of easy and frequent bleeding over the last several years. Review of systems is positive for gingival bleeding, frequent epistaxis, and menorrhagia. Labs show a normal prothrombin time and a prolonged partial thromboplastin time. What is the best treatment? This sounds like von Willebrand disease, so treat with desmopressin. What is first-line treatment for children with hemolytic uremic syndrome? Watchful waiting. It's self-limited. A 37-year-old woman presents to the clinic complaining of spontaneous mucosal bleeding for the last 3 days. On exam, diffuse petechiae cover the extremities. She has had no similar episodes in the past and no past medical history except for a recent cold that went away on its own 1 week ago. What is the treatment of choice? Oral corticosteroids for immune thrombocytopenia purpura. I want to make a note here that this is different from the mucosal bleeding common in von Willebrand disease. Von Willebrand isn't an issue with platelets, it's an issue with red blood cells. In ITP, the red blood cells should be fine, but the platelets are low. Von Willebrand is also genetic, so it's more likely to be chronic. In this vignette, the symptoms only happened once, and it seems to be correlated with a recent URI, which is really common with ITP, but not in von Willebrand disease. So that covers family medicine hematology for me. When I was studying for these exams, I made a lot of tables and charts, and I did some Venn diagram type figures, because it helped me to visualize the similarities and differences with some of these diagnoses. So for instance, if someone has a prolonged PT-INR but a normal APTT, my first thought is warfarin toxicity. If it's the opposite, if they have prolonged PTT and normal PT, it's either hemophilia, von Willebrand, or heparin toxicity. And if both are prolonged, that's pretty bad, right? I'm thinking DIC or liver disease, maybe even vitamin K deficiency. And I did similar things to mentally map out when I'd see certain buzzwords like schistocytes or bite cells, codocytes, Heinz bodies, anisocytosis. So on that note, I do recommend looking all of those things up just to know what they are. I would get confused by schistocytes and helminth cells. Well, guess what? They're the same thing. It's just a broken red blood cell where a chunk is missing and it kind of looks like a helmet. And why would a red blood cell be broken and look like a helmet? Hemolysis. So now we know that hemolytic anemias have schistocytes or helminth cells. And one more tip. This might seem very obvious, but I feel the need to say it. You should know the underlying pathology of your conditions. So we talked about this a little bit just a moment ago with von Willebrand and ITP, because they may have similar clinical pictures, but the labs are going to point you to the right answer. It can be really easy to pick von Willebrand when it's actually ITP or the other way around. But on your exams, if someone has thrombocytopenia, don't pick an option like thalassemia or von Willebrand disease, because those are red blood cell disorders. But if you don't know that, you could miss the right answer. So you should know that thalassemia is a red blood cell problem. If something says ITP, TTP, right, this is thrombocytopenia, that's an issue with thrombocytes, not red blood cells. Okay, my long rant is over. Thank you for joining me as we go over the Family Medicine Hematology flashcards, and keep checking back for more study content right here at Physician Assistant in a Flash.